By listening to this audio, you are agreeing to the terms and conditions found on drmackenziebrooks.com.
Hello, everyone. Dr. Mackenzie Brooks here. Welcome to Chapter 6 of Your Chosen Web Workshop for Women, Cherry Pits for Our Minds, Women's Work Quickening, A Call to Action, brought to you by drmackenziebrooks.com, your source for continuous development and lifelong learning. Each of the 13 Cherry Pits for Our Minds has been handpicked by me from the many thousands of hours of conversational journeys that I have had and continue to have with the most incredible women as their coach, counselor, and workshop facilitator. I chose the name Web Workshop intentionally. During each chapter, I will be stopping at different points in my presentation and inviting you to reflect upon certain questions. When I do, you might want to pause the recording while you reflect upon your thoughts and start it again when you are ready. You might consider having something close at hand that you can use to write down your own thoughts. I am inviting you to think of our time together as an online workshop. And now, I would like to introduce you to Cherry Pit number 6. Cherry Pit number 6 is Think Your Own Thoughts. Think Your Own Thoughts. Well, here we are at Cherry Pit number 6. Perhaps some of the cherry pits that I've been sharing with you may contain some new thoughts that you're now reflecting upon. Perhaps you're even inviting some of these thoughts in for tea, entertaining them, reflecting upon them, getting to know them, and assessing for yourself whether any of these thoughts resonate for you. If that is the case, you may already have a houseful of tea-sipping thoughts wandering around while you assess for yourself which thoughts resonate for you, given who and where you currently are in your life's journey. When we choose to become our own programmers, we are now free to seek out for ourselves chosen thoughts that we desire to learn, download, and update into our GPS for life, which are more in alignment with who we are, with who we choose and desire to be at this stage in our life's journey, and given the world that we now find ourselves navigating. Seeking out and learning chosen new thoughts to download and update into our GPS for life requires, among other things, two actions on our parts. First, we leave what I call Familiarville and venture forth into the unfamiliar, into the unknown. Some unknown is known, and some unknown is unknown, and we enter what I call Unfamiliarville. Second, we are required to consciously choose the desired change that we seek based on what resonates with where we are and where we desire to be at this stage in our life's journey. In Cherry Pit number 3, Listen to Understand, Not to Agree and Disagree, I reflected upon how being able to listen plays a critical role in our relationships and in our ability to learn. Some of you may have noticed that I continually use repetition from thought to thought and from cherry pit to cherry pit. FYI, for your information, I repeat material over and over again, whether I'm coaching, counseling, training, and consulting, and, as you're now aware, in web workshops for women. I want you to know that I do this for a reason. Repetition is essential for learning new thoughts to download and program into our GPS for life. Frank Lutz, a corporate consultant, said it this way. There's a simple rule. You say it again, and 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 you say it again, then again, and again, and again, and again, and again. FYI, Frank Lutz is an American political consultant and a public opinion guru best known for developing talking points and other messaging for Republican causes. Lutz describes his specialty as testing language and finding words that will help his clients sell their product. Mr. Lutz is only one example of the many, many, many people whose daily work it is to create thought seeds and messages to cultivate and plant into our GPS for life, thereby ensuring that what they want us to think, that what they want us to believe, that what they want us to feel, that what they want us to decide, and the actions that they want us to take are in alignment with the product, the services, and the messages that their clients want us to buy. Mr. Lutz is a GPS for life programmer for hire. Mr. Lutz is a GPS for life programmer for hire. Apparently, he is very good at what he does. Just as listening is an essential growth ingredient in relationships and learning, repetition is also an essential growth ingredient in learning, for we live what we repeat. I'm going to repeat what I just said. Just as listening is an essential growth ingredient in relationships and learning, repetition is also an essential growth ingredient in learning, for we live what we repeat. Marketing specialists, corporate language consultants, and spin doctors all know one thing about programming our GPS for life, our operating system for life, and what they know is this. Repetition is an essential growth ingredient in learning. They know that what they repeat is what we learn, and that what we repeat is what we live. GPS programmers for hire know that the choice of words and the repetition of messages automatically updates into our GPS for life, whether we're aware of it or not. For we learn what we live, and we live what we learn until we do something about it. Since we now know that the choice of thought seeds and repetition are pivotal to what is updated into our GPS for life, it makes sense to me, and I am advocating, that we utilize this successful strategy, which is currently being used by others, to program our thinking, that we use this strategy ourselves for our own use, for updating our own GPS for life, to benefit our own selves. By choosing to learn how to become programmers, we can update our own GPS for life to be more in alignment with who we choose, desire, and are being called to be at this stage in our life's journey. During Chapter 5, I shared with you the following. I am often asked, when do I work with a counselor and when do I work with a coach? One answer to this question is, if the change event shakes your foundation, seek out a counselor. If the change event changes your direction, you now have a choice. You can seek out either a counselor or a coach, for both are able to partner with you on your journey through transition. Change events are wide-ranging and can include choosing to participate in a web workshop for women called Cherry Pits for Our Minds. Opening our minds, opening our cognitive closet, opening our GPS for life to these thought seeds and inviting them in for tea to reflect upon, to cogitate on, to entertain, and to assess whether these thoughts resonate for us will update the cherry pits for our minds into our GPS for life, into our cognitive closet, into our operating system for life. And these updates may have an impact. They may have a ripple effect on our relationship with what is currently programmed into our GPS for life. For as we now know, thoughts are like seeds, and they germinate, take root, grow, and produce their own thought seeds. And this cycle continues until we have our own chosen and desired cognitive orchard programmed into our own GPS for life. For example, I'll give you $1,000 if you don't think about a white cat with a pink bow around her neck. It's safe for me to offer money when I make that statement, for we cannot not think about that white cat with the pink bow around her neck. That is the power of words. That is the power of messages. Our brain automatically entertains them, learns them, downloads them, and programs them into our GPS for life. We have no choice about that happening. It is just the way our brain works. We do have a choice as adults about what we want programmed into our GPS for life, given where we currently are and desire to be at this stage in our life's journey, and given the world we now find ourselves navigating. We now have a choice about what words, what thoughts, what ideas, and what experiences we will seek out and engage in. We can choose whether we want to watch television, knowing that as we watch it, our GPS for life is being updated. We can choose to make something, create something, read a book, go out in nature, start a garden, go for a bike ride, go for a walk, go for a run, go for a hike, go to a meeting in our community. We can hang out with people in person, have potluck meals, and work on projects together. We are in charge. The choice is now ours to make. We can choose which experiences we seek out, knowing that what we do is now being updated into our GPS for life. The questions that I am inviting us to carefully reflect upon are, what experiences are we engaging in? What do we do and what don't we do? What do we read and what don't we read? What do we watch and what don't we watch? For we now know that whatever we experience is learned, downloaded, and programmed into our GPS for life, even if we're not aware of it. And we live what we repeat. The question that I am inviting you to ask yourself is what I'm repeating what I want to live? Is what I'm repeating what I want to live? I am inviting us to entertain the thought of paying attention to what experiences we place ourselves in. For every time we learn, download, and update our GPS for life, we are changed. When we learn that 2 plus 2 equals 4, we cannot go back to the time when we did not know that. Members of Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, have told me that they have a saying. The saying is, whenever a person comes to one AA meeting, even if they never return, no drink ever tastes quite as good as it did before they made that decision to go to that one AA meeting. Once we know what we now know, we cannot go back to the time when we did not know what we now know. And remember, we live what we repeat. We live what we repeat. I'm going to stop now and invite you to reflect upon the following questions. Before I do, I want to remind you that I'm inviting you to pay attention to the thoughts that enter your mind when I ask each question, and to observe, reflect upon, and entertain these thoughts. Please observe these thoughts objectively and without judgment. I'm inviting you to remember that we have no choice about learning, downloading, and programming into our GPS for life what we live as we journey through our childhood. We are not to blame, nor are we responsible for what has been programmed into our GPS for life. We are responsible, though, and do have choice about what we do with what we have learned now that we are adults, which is what you are now doing by participating in Cherry Pits for Our Minds. Please ask yourself the following questions. Question number one. Who and how do I desire and choose to be at this time in my life's journey? Question number two. What experiences am I engaging in at this time in my life that are updating my GPS in ways that truly resonate with where I currently am and desire to be in my life's journey? Question number three. What experiences am I engaging in at this time in my life that do not resonate with where I desire to be in my life's journey at this time? And what effect is it having on my life? Question number four. Which desired and chosen experiences would I like to seek out that would open the door to me for learning, downloading, and programming into my GPS for life my chosen and desired change? Some of the thoughts we are exploring in Cherry Pits for Our Minds may resonate for us, and we may find ourselves embracing them, perhaps without even realizing it. And those particular thoughts and cherry pits may start to update into our current GPS for life. And when they do, we may begin to experience change happening in our thinking. Sometimes certain thought seeds can be like a domino, and this domino hits the next domino, and that domino hits the next domino, and that domino hits the next domino, and so on. And pretty soon we have dominoes cascading into the next dominoes, and you now have a GPS for life update occurring, which can be a very exciting time and also a confusing time. And when enough dominoes begin to cascade into each other, we can find ourselves outside of Familiarville. We can find ourselves in unknown territory, Unfamiliarville, where we really don't quite know what we think anymore in certain areas of our lives. Sometimes we may not even be sure about who we are anymore. We may not fully recognize ourselves anymore because what we used to like no longer works for us, and what we didn't like now seems attractive to us. How confusing is that? When we experience this kind of inner transition, which occurs when we update our GPS for life, we may find ourselves feeling confused, perhaps a little lost, and maybe even a little lonely on occasion. For as we update our GPS for life, we start to think, we start to feel, and we start to act differently. Seeking out a counselor as we transition from what was to what is provides us with a guide, an ally, even a mentor, to walk with us as we navigate these ripples, as we navigate what could even be rapids of change. It is during these times of transition that it is important for us to remember and to be reminded that when we venture forth from Familiarville into unknown territory, into Unfamiliarville, that this inner journey is the pathway to becoming a grown-up. And to remember that there is not anything wrong. There is only something happening, and what is happening is called transition. When we go through transition, we are changed. we develop, we grow. We still have within us who and how we were before we went through this transition, and now we also have updated into our GPS for life that which we did not know before. We now have created choice in our GPS for life. We now have created choice in our lives. We now can choose our own thoughts. We now can think our own thoughts if we choose. I also advocate that we consider seeking a counselor who has done their own GPS for life updating. These counselors tend to be in demand, given that they understand change from both a training perspective and from an experiential perspective. They walk their talk, so to speak. When we find ourselves choosing new to us yeses and new to us noes, when we experience a surprising, persistent yearning from deep within ourselves and are in the process of course-correcting our lives, my thought is that that might be a good time to seek out a counselor or a coach who can partner with us as we assess and reassess as we walk our path of chosen change. Counselors and coaches can be a very useful resource when we are experiencing change in our lives. Even today, most people only think of seeing a counselor when we think that something is wrong. It is not unusual when you tell someone that you're in counseling that they will ask you, "What is wrong?" Coaching at this time on the planet is often viewed as a more acceptable helping relationship to seek out, given that people seek out coaches for improvement and excellence in some areas of their lives. Business people, athletes, and famous people seek out coaches, and working with the coach does not have the same sense of something being wrong that seeing a counselor currently does. Currently, counseling is viewed as something is wrong, while coaching is viewed as something is happening. I am inviting us to think about working with a counselor based on what is happening in our lives, to entertain the thought of going to counseling as something is happening rather than something is wrong, and what is happening is giving us information about what we have learned that is working for us, about what we have learned that is not working for us, and what is missing from what we have learned and we now desire to seek out. And we can work with our counselor as we update our GPS for life with the desired change that we seek and the transition that goes hand in hand with this change. An empowering life learning which opens the door to taking charge of our lives is the thought seed that we can choose to let our history be in our past, not in our present and in our future. Our past does not have to be our destiny. We now have choice that we did not have when we were children. We each have to decide what to do with that choice. What some folks do is find a counselor and a coach that works for them, and they invite the counselor and the coach to be a member of their go-to support team, just the way you do with your doctor, your dentist, your car mechanic, and your hairstylist. It's important that we have our go-to support team for life, and including a counselor and a coach as a member of your support team for life who will be there for you to seek out when you require them on an as-needed basis. I am inviting us to reflect upon this thought. Another option is to seek out individuals who have walked a path that we now find ourselves walking, who understand from experience what we are experiencing as we experience change in the outer world and transition in our inner world. We can also seek out elders whose own journey through life has required them to learn how to think their own thoughts, who have learned how to update their own GPS for life, and are now walking the path of who they came to this planet to be and do. Women who seek out counseling and coaching from me often express feelings of being different from others, of not fitting in, and feeling alone in that differentness. In fact, it is very familiar for me to hear a woman start her sentences with, "I know it sounds crazy, but," "You're not going to believe this, but," and then she proceeds to tell me thoughts, ideas, belief systems, and a desire to do something, to create something that to me is brilliant and different and unique and demonstrates that she has her finger planted firmly on the pulse of some illusion in our consensus of reality, of some illusion in our collective GPS for life. And because what she thinks is truly different and unique from our collective GPS for life, she hesitates to let those thoughts pass through her lips and become words. Statements I hear over and over from women include, "People will think that I'm crazy. There's something wrong with me. I must be crazy because. Something is weird about me because. I know I am different because." In the process of walking our conversational journeys together, each woman discovers for herself that she is not the only one, that she is not alone, that she is not crazy, and that there is not something wrong with her. In fact, she discovers that what she is doing is thinking her own thoughts. She is thinking her own thoughts. She is thinking her own thoughts. Often, when a woman thinks her own thoughts, rather than the thoughts that have been learned, downloaded, and programmed into her GPS for life as she journeyed through her childhood, is when the woman has an inner experience of being different. And for her, being different often means that there is something wrong with her, that she is different, she is weird, even that she is crazy. Meryl Streep is quoted as saying, "What makes you different or weird, that's your strength." Thinking our own thoughts requires us to learn how to think as well as what to think. We often need to learn how to think so that we can learn what to think. A woman's differentness does not mean that there is something wrong with her. It means that there is something happening. And what is happening is providing her with information about what she has learned, downloaded, and programmed into her GPS for life that is working for her, that is not working for her, and what is missing from what she has learned that she now requires in order to be in alignment with who she chooses, desires, and is called to be at this stage in her life's journey, given the world she now finds herself navigating. The thought seed that I am inviting you to invite in for tea and entertain is the thought seed that what is missing from our world and sorely needed in our world are the thoughts that we women have that do not fit into the collective GPS for life, that do not fit into the collective consensus of reality that is currently ruling our world. What are missing and sorely needed in the world we live in today are women's thoughts, women's life learnings, and women's wisdoms. And I am advocating that not only do we think our own thoughts, I am advocating that we speak our own thoughts, and I am advocating that we join forces, that we join together in supporting each other in making our life learnings, our women's wisdoms known and available to the world around us, and that we support each other in manifesting, in putting legs under how we think and what we think. I am advocating that we women assume our rightful roles and our rightful places on this planet. I am advocating that we support each other in doing this women's work together. I am advocating that we support each other as we manifest and embody our messages, our knowledge, our life learnings, our wisdoms, and our medicine here on our beautiful Mother Earth. Each of us will do it differently, each of us in our own way, some through spoken and written words, some through music, plays, movies, and documentaries, some through education, healing, and nurturing work, some through strengthening and sustaining life support systems, some through advocacy and activism, some in the classrooms, some on the streets, some in the courtrooms, and some at every level of government. And this list is only a very small sample of the work that we women do. I am advocating that we women assume our rightful roles and responsibilities as the thought leaders, as the stewardesses, and as the protectresses of all life forms, of all life here on the mother of all mothers, our Mother Earth. I am advocating that we come together and that we do what we came here to do, each of us in our own unique way. I am advocating that we do it for the children in the present and the children in the future who are calling out to us. Can you hear them? I am advocating that we do it for Mother Earth. She is calling out to us. Can you hear her? I am advocating that we take charge of what is happening here on our beautiful Earth, that we stop the destruction, we clean up the mess, and we put things back in order. Women know how to do this. We do it all the time. We are always cleaning up the messes and putting things back in order. Only now, I'm advocating that we take charge and stop the destruction as well. That is what I am advocating. And now, you have just heard me thinking my own thoughts. Every woman who chooses to work with me is seeking change, is seeking a cognitive makeover, and is intentionally and consciously choosing for herself which thought seeds, which belief systems, and which cherry pit she wants to learn and update into her own GPS for life, into her cognitive orchard, to be more in alignment with her chosen now, to be more in alignment with who she came here to be and do. Every woman is engaged in learning to become her own programmer. Each woman is engaged in her own cognitive makeover. Each woman is choosing which thought seed she wants to invite in to reflect upon, to cogitate on, to entertain, to germinate, to plant, and to grow in her chosen cognitive orchard. Each woman is learning how to think for herself so that she can express what she thinks without prefacing each sentence with, "I know this sounds crazy, but," and without first apologizing for what she is about to say. Every thought, every conversation is one step in a long journey made up of many thousands of steps. Each step is necessary. Every step is required. Some steps in this journey are easier and more enjoyable. Some steps are more arduous and require stick-to-itiveness. Some steps have more impact than other steps do for a variety of reasons: readiness, tipping points, cumulative. Every journey is made up of many thousands of steps, and each journey starts with a single step, and each journey finishes with a single step. These women continue on their journey of learning how to think for themselves so that they can think their own thoughts, express their own thoughts, without prefacing their thoughts with, "I know it sounds crazy, but," and without first apologizing for what she is about to say. Each woman is choosing to take charge of her own GPS for life and is learning how to program it so that what she thinks, what she says, and what she does is an expression of her own thoughts, her own knowing, and her own way of being. If we do not learn how to think our own thoughts, to become our own programmers, there are many, many GPS for life programmers for hire who are absolutely delighted to do it for us. In fact, they have a big investment in programming our GPS for life to serve their agenda. I am now inviting you to reflect upon the following three questions. Question number one, how come cherry pit number six, think our own thoughts, is important? Question number two, how come this cherry pit and these thoughts are important to me? And question number three, how come this cherry pit and these thoughts are important to women, to grandmothers, to mothers, to daughters, to sisters, to aunts? We are now at the end of chapter six of your chosen web workshop for women, Cherry Pits for Our Minds, where I invited you to invite in for tea and entertain, in addition to other thoughts, number six of 13 hand-picked cherry pits. Cherry pit number six is think your own thoughts. In closing, I'm inviting you to reflect upon the thoughts that I have entertained in this chapter. First, though, I would like to remind you of the cherry pits for our minds that I have introduced to you so far. Cherry pit number one, we learn what we live and live what we learn until we do something about it. Cherry pit number two, we are all going to drop the ball and make mistakes. Cherry pit number three, listen to understand, not to agree and disagree. Cherry pit number four, we don't know what we don't know. Cherry pit number five, life happens after we make our plans. Cherry pit number six, think our own thoughts. Thoughts we reflected upon and entertained during this chapter include, often when a woman thinks her own thoughts, rather than the thoughts that have been learned, downloaded, and programmed into her GPS for life as she journeyed through her childhood, is when she has an inner experience of being different. And for her, being different often means that there is something wrong with her, that she is weird, even that she is crazy. Each woman is learning to think for herself so that she can express what she thinks, without prefacing each sentence with, "I know this sounds crazy, but," and without first apologizing for what she is about to say. Each woman is choosing to take charge of her own GPS for life and is learning how to program it so that what she thinks, what she says, and what she does is an expression of her own thoughts, her own knowing, and her own way of being. If we don't learn to think our own thoughts, if we don't learn to become our own programmers, then there are many, many GPS for life programmers for hire who are absolutely delighted to do it for us. the thought seed that I am inviting you to invite in for tea and entertain is the thought that what is missing from our world today and sorely needed in our world at this time are the thoughts that we women have that do not fit into the collective GPS for life, that do not fit into the collective consensus of reality that is currently ruling our world. What are missing and sorely needed in the world we live in today are women's thoughts, women's life learnings, and women's wisdoms. And I'm advocating that not only do we think our own thoughts, I'm advocating that we speak our own thoughts, and I'm advocating that we join forces, that we join together in supporting each other, in making our life learnings and our women's wisdoms known and available to the world around us, and that we support each other in manifesting, in putting legs under how we think and what we think. I'm advocating that we women assume our rightful roles and responsibilities as the thought leaders, as the stewardesses, and as the protectresses of all life forms, of all life here, on the mother of all mothers, our Mother Earth. I'm advocating that we take charge of what is happening here on our beautiful Mother Earth, that we stop the destruction, that we clean up the mess, and that we put things back in order. Women know how to do this. We do it all the time. We are always cleaning up the messes and putting things back in order. Only now, I'm advocating that we take charge and stop the destruction as well. That is what I'm advocating. I'm inviting you to invite these thoughts in for tea and to entertain these thoughts, as you would a guest, knowing that these thoughts will leave, as all guests eventually do, and perhaps you might reflect upon these thoughts. Perhaps you might entertain these thoughts for yourself so that you can assess for yourself whether or not these thoughts resonate for you, whether or not these thoughts fit for you, whether or not these thoughts work for who and where you are at this time in your life's journey, given who you choose to be and given who you were born to be here on this earth at this time. And if these thoughts do resonate for you, if these thoughts do fit for you, if these thoughts do work for you, then perhaps you might consider asking them to stay. I thank you for joining with me as I reflect upon these hand-picked cherry pits for our minds. Goodbye for now.